Standards for AHE generation in submicroscopic materials. And you've been at it for a long time, I will.
Okay.
I've got a book, let's see.
What? What can I?
How? I don't know. Can you get his first slide up? What am I not doing?
I think battery out. Battery.
No, no, it's.
Oh, okay. Whoosh.
Now we have it here.
Yeah,
she's getting it right.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, so excuse, thanks, and be patient because my English is almost Italian, so I don't know what will happen, as usual anyway. Our is a large group collaboration, but was something happened. Okay, so our work make some big jump, it's a way, 2 years before, after COVID to Japan, ECF20, because we realize the key point is to maximize manipulation situation. We have always such kind of thinking, idea, but never so clearly define it. So we move from isobaric calorimetry that by itself maximizes non-equilibrium condition to flow calorimetry is very, very flat, regular, and it almost kills the effects. Almost. So we have to find a procedure to have some just it even in the flow calorimetry with a new procedure. So the new procedure was based on using knots on the wires. We had several knots. Yeah, we'll explain the detail how to make it. We give some key result, just for example, and some conclusion, obviously. Clogenance, a lot of people, mainly because this year I have to retire, because according to the law, I work too much, 45 years, so I have to go home. But I didn't want, so several people helped me to avoid this bad end. One was Nobel Brian Josephson. He wrote an open letter, and he made effects. Well, moreover, one political group in Italy, Dutch people, they like cold fusion. So they went to the laboratory and pushed my president that I can work in my laboratory without money, obviously. And then at the end, I got success. And okay, so I have to thank them, really. They helped me a lot. Introduction. We use a non-conventional material. It is constantan, it's alloy kappa nickel manganese, mainly from Isotan company, from Isotan name, from Isabelle, Germany. Instead of usual palladium, titanium, nickel. Constantan means constant value of resistance, changing temperature. Moreover, we think, make some guess, there was a hidden factor in the few good results obtained from Andrea Rossi and Brian in their work in the United States about 2007. But I think they didn't realize the key point. But that was our guess. Anyway, because we got some success about such kind of idea, last year at ASTI workshop, a manager from Bill Collins, we say everything to everybody, and all the details. So it makes some effort. Some weeks later, Italian army asked me to give a talk, very long talk, I don't know how many hours, at office, public talk. And later it was a formal ceremony, because 70 years of ANDI is an Italian Association for Inventors, and they give a very long talk, even two. And this ANDI is under the chair of our President of the Republic, so maybe important. So the point is, what is the key material? Why? So this, we think in the Rossi effect, it was just the thermocouple used to measure the temperature. In their operating regime, they have JDAP. Thermocouple means iron constant time. Moreover, this thermocouple usually low cost as some glass sheet for the insulation purpose. And moreover, we think after thermal cycle and so on, the sheet glass can be damaged. And it helps. The other one, we have a good, very, very good news in June 2011. We found then 12 years before a Poland group using a supercomputer found that the constant time is the best material for hydrogen dissociation, even better than usual palladium. There is this list taken from the paper. So another good point. Something wrong happened. Another good point, the value of energy given is almost constant, even changing largely the composition. So it is really important because we don't have the control of the composition of the material. So really, in this range, better than palladium itself, 0.4. So really it was like a present. Moreover, in summer 2012, we went to know that Bayer has filed a patent, maybe not well known from other people, that they say the Kappa Nickel is a good candidate to contain nanometer heat, especially at nanometric dimension, or at the landing layers Kappa Nickel. So it was what we are doing. To get this effort, we have some experience in high power pulsing since 1995 with the palladium wires. So we use the same approach, but even with larger power, to have a pulsar with an extremely large value of power given, 15-20 kilovolts ampere per gram of material. Moreover, the pulse is very fast, less time, less than one microsecond. So skin effect means all the energy is concentrated at the surface of the wire. It's what we want. And moreover, because of such kind of procedure repeated, we have multi-layer. So what Bayern say is a good aspect. The procedure, because also quenching, is similar to another process, melt spinning, but with lower cost. Arata has very good control of dimensionality, 215 nanometers. We have something mixed of material. But we want this, because this material is all homogeneous, is easy to have sintering. So you have several cows, we see, if you behave like Italian people, very, very chaotic. So the body can control. So definitely, they can match each other. The weak point is the active material in space of the wire fall down from the device because chilling low high temperature. Then when it happens, the material go away, so gets it disappear. Again, thinking about my equilibrium, we introduce the knots, because the knots locally are places where the temperature is different from the flight region. So knots really make a big progress to our experiment. Here you have some sample that you can see. And moreover, using T-wise, we have the possibility to enter in the Lemka effect, so enhanced kinetic effect just due to the voltage drop along the wire. It was developed by Jenas in 96, but really the first people observed this one was 1908 in Germany. Very, very old, but nobody knows. This is the procedure how to make wires. Little bit complicated, time consuming, but at the end it works well. In the center of the wire there is a reference other wire, 200 micron, so we have controlled the dimension of the hole. Another sketch of our reactor. The power pulse, I thought is very, very powerful. It is a capacitor bank, 6,600 microfarad, in some way similar to hot fusion approach. Very big power bank. But it's just to change the surface of a very thin wire. But the idea was really the same. Fast as rise time, so skin effect, enough large repetition rate, so we don't wait several days just for a wire. This is a photo made from my fast camera during pulsing preparation. At beginning, the wire is black, nothing. Second, red pulse. Change color. Maybe if you can reduce light, I can see better. Reduce light? No? Okay. Maybe see better. Luminous. Third one, change time. So you see area with very, very luminous, where there are knots, and more regular. So the paths move strongly the wire, usually. And now is at the end of the pulse, so it's going cold and finish. So the key point is, where are knots, the temperature is higher than the normal wire. It's key point. So this is a picture of an oscilloscope about the voltage current given. This is a short piece of wire just for demonstration. So the energy given is about 800 joules per gram of material. So the pulsar is really dangerous. Better don't touch it. So bye-bye. So the power, so you have enough the pulse, enough power to can increase the temperature of the wire in a very, very short time. So from calculation, we need about 450 joules. We have 800, so it's enough, because there are several leakage uncontrolled. Moreover, we make some cross-check. If there is a difference between the normal wire, knot area, and regular. Okay. This is a wire of Constantin, just warmed in air for 300 seconds at 600 degrees. The structure is quite regular. The second, at the top of the knobs, the change is really dramatic. Really dramatic. At the third, in the area between knobs. So some base collapse each other, so contact. And so this is again comparison using NX analysis. And what we found is really useful for us. In the reference point, the ratio between copper nickel 44%, 52%, more or less as expected. On the knots surface, copper 58, nickel 5%, so just one bit. It drop really giant value. And this is in the between knots area, something intermediate. So there is proof that the parts make chemical composition variation of the wire. It is good to avoid syndering. So we have instrumentation check that we are thinking is correct. But the point is the active material, how late? How 5 minutes, 10, 12?
Yeah, about five.
5 minutes?
It's time for questions.
Okay. So the material lost the active section, so we put inside glass sheet, but the glass from itself is help for the reaction. Because borosilicate has the special ability to absorb atomic hydrogen. This was found from Nobel Prize Langmuir, 1927. Just one page paper. And moreover, we have several indications that electrons have a good effect. So we had strontium oxide, also following the initial experiment of Iomura. So low working fraction, and it works. Okay, this is the work of Langmuir, I skip several. Moreover, the iron is useful because it's the key value of some hydrogen at high temperature, 600, 700, and the load at lower temperature. So it's another factor to have non-equilibrium condition. We need flux, as pointed out Mike McCubre several years before. So I think flux is necessary. But we need to make flux without adding energy to the system. So several factors. Okay. This is the new chronometer. Is inside a big box, insulated, with a minimum for a screener. This is the reactor, this is the calibration. The calibration. And this is a very simple measurement. The calibration, this is the ratio between different temperature out, means divided power. The green is calibration. The second experiment is made using the constant 100 micron, and so the difference is really clear, not talked about. At this point, was another part about 1.1 ampere in the wire. Abruptly, the temperature increase, a giant value, but after something wrong happened, like electric pulse, the computer locked everything and the wire broken. So, but this happened two times, so the first time can be coincidence. When you go too much power, so you have to move the second wire 200 more robust more or less we have a similar value, but less efficient in respect to 100 micron. So we have several things about. One is the voltage drop is larger for D1, or some other idea, but now not enough time to discuss. There is some deeper analysis about preservation of the data, so we cross-check theory and facts, just for be sure. So this last experiment, we have a lot of heat, so it was so large that this glass inside was a alumina sheet for protection, so large the temperature that melted the glass. Melted. Seems like shadow of the white. So really big numbers, I think. Conclusion. Our is we do have small dimension, as thin as possible with the Lemke effect voltage drop. Moreover, the procedure of using pulse is cross-checked between video camera, SEM analysis, ADX analysis, and overall, just it. And we started a new experiment, and we are with Team Y, we are going to the maximum power step by step and observe, try to understand why it is some critical value. The chest power go really very large value, but the Y break. I think we finish. Thank you.
Thank you. We have time for one question.
Okay.
Francesco?
Yes.
Thank you. What I was trying to replicate in wires preparation, I saw also some strong resonant effects while applying large quantity of energy to a very thin wire. And, so I just wanted to mention that for people that want to replicate an experiment. I think it's good to have this resonant effect during the wire preparation when you're heating up the wire very rapidly with large quantity of current, DI over DT.
Okay, thank you. Let us go see the wires free.